Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about magnetic fields and laser lights and a few other things. Now, this comes from Science Magazine, 10 November 2023, page 642, Circling Back to Magnetism. Now, they found very fast light pulses traveling through a substance will turn the substance magnetic, even if it's not normally magnetic. And it's just very, very temporarily magnetic. Well, we learned years ago, you can replace electrons around an atom by putting a electromagnetic field or a light pulse where the negative wave of the light interacts with the shell where an electron is supposed to be. So you've got an electron providing an electrical system around an atom. You put a light pulse there that's strong enough where the negative from the light pulse counteracts the electron, so the electron goes away. And now you've got an atom with, it's still a balanced atom. Electrically, it's balanced. It's not an ion because the light is providing the negativeness to balance out the positiveness of the nucleus. Well, let's say we had a whole bunch of light pulses surrounding a uranium atom. Now, the uranium, still sort of an atom, but all the electrons are gone, and you've got bare protons at the center. Now, a uranium atom is unstable. It wants to explode, separate, but it only does that very rarely. But if you were to take a uranium atom, and now you've got all these negative pulses around it, stabilizing it, put a positive pulse of a laser so that the positive pulse hits the protons in the center, the protons and neutrons in the center, and you put the right frequency and the right number, the right intensity of proton of positive on this, and you rip it apart. So you cause it to explode, and you may be able to decide with the right tunage of how many parts it explodes into and how many neutrons it releases. And if we're get down into the nitty-gritty of it enough, where the neutrons go rather than them going out 360 by 360 in a random direction, which it currently is, because we don't actively affect it. But when we actively affect something, we can control it. So we should be able to control where those neutrons go and line up the other atoms in the area so those neutrons hit them appropriately and line those up. So when they split, the neutrons go to where you want them to go. So you could have a runaway reaction from a very, very small sample. So you end up with, well, a nuclear hand grenade. You can have an atomic bomb that has the radiation kill zone of, let's say, 10 feet and sicken people, you know, give them radiation sickness and cancer for another 30 feet after that, and et cetera. So, yes, very small nukes. Possibly nukes that don't release any radiation, but because you can have those neutrons hit something that absorbs neutrons and holds them, and now you can create an EMP that's very localized, very small. There is so many uses for this type of technology. But we are many, many steps away from that type of technology. But the person who achieves it, oh, such riches. And every step of the way, you will find uses, multiple uses for that steps in technology. So right now, it has been shown many years ago that we can replace individual electrons around atoms with laser pulses. Now, let's replace more. Let's start affecting the protons in the center and see how we can change their state. Possibly take apart, put together atoms to our will. So we take a bunch of carbon atoms and slam them up with other atoms and make gold or anything we want. Now, let's back off rather than do it at the atomic, you know, in the nuclear level. Let's just rearrange atoms so that you have now a replicator. So you can have all the different elements and you just use lasers to make the bonds correctly, put them together, and out comes whatever you want. Lower level, fertilizer. Right now, it is incredibly difficult to take nitrogen, break the triple bonds of nitrogen to nitrogen in the atmosphere in order to make nitrogen combined with other elements to make fertilizer. But since we can replace individual electrons with light beams, replace those three electrons that, or those six electrons that create that double bond in the nitrogen, so that separates the atoms, move them off away from each other, recombine them with the elements we want them to combine with, and have that as a production line, using lasers, making fertilizer, and making other substances that we want. Our ability to manipulate the world with magnetic fields and lasers is near infinite. We just have to spend the money to do the research to make it happen. So I encourage you to go out there and get a few billion dollars and do the research and make it happen. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme signing out.